This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Hey there, families. Welcome to today's episode. We want to talk to you guys about being okay doing things differently. So, a little backstory. You guys hear us talk a lot about positive parenting, of course. As a certified positive parenting educator, that's like my jam. I love teaching families about how positive parenting curriculum can truly transform their lives and just give them so much more peace and joy in their homes. But Terry and I are also involved in quite a bit of life coaching work. So we work really closely with a company called Your Infinite Life, and I'm actually on a 3-year track to teach their courses one day. So I'm about 2/3 of my way through. I'll teach a course called Freedom to Be, which is just a remarkable course and just, again, truly life transforming. It's been a big catalyst for beautiful growth in both Terry and I's lives over the last decade. But I think what we're going to talk about today brings in a little bit of mindset shifts that are essential to find peace and joy as you're applying positive parenting curriculum in your life, because we get a lot of questions from families who feel like there's a lot of opposition out in the world to what they're trying to do in their homes. So, for example, you know, we'll get a question like, hey, every time I visit my in-laws' house, I get so just, I feel very defensive and like I'm always, you know, being judged by them, and they're constantly telling me the way that we're choosing to raise our kids is wrong, or, you know, they're just always like, you know, when I visit my cousin's house or whatever it is, like they're always just telling me, you should just smack your kids. Like, what are you doing? You're going to raise entitled brats. Like all of that kind of opposition. We get a lot of people who don't know what to do with that, and it ends up, just really being hard, right? So today, I think the 3 points we're going to cover are going to help you guys be rooted in confidence that doing things your own way is good. And we really want to encourage you to be okay doing things differently. So we're going to do 3 points today. Number one is saying yes to things when you say no. So we're going to talk to you about what that means as far as remembering that every single time you say no thanks to extended family or friends on the block or your sister or brother, whatever it is, who basically is telling you, hey, you should do it a different way. When you say, hey, no thanks, I'm going to say yes to the way we're choosing to do it. You're always saying yes to something. So saying no means you're saying yes to something else. So we're going to go a little bit more into what we mean there. We're going to encourage you to make sure that you really have a good community, and we'll give you some more details about what that means. And then number 3 is we're going to talk about how to think different and how different is not bad. Okay? So, Terry, this is a good subject. I love encouraging families, because this is something that I think, gosh, I would guess the majority of families who find positive parenting probably experience this at one point or the other, this kind of oppositional, like, whoa, you're doing things differently?
Yeah, and I think this subject can apply to so many different things. I mean, I think just on a human level, regardless of parenting or wherever you're at in your family life, I think there's always this desire to be a part of things, or to like not rock the boat, like to be like, oh, okay, cool, like fit in, like don't rock the boat. But then there's also, I think there's this calling within all of us to be individuals, to stand up for what you believe in, to, you know, to do something that is sometimes, you know, countercultural or something that's just like, you know what, if I really had it my way, I would just say this.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's not that degree of, you know, that volume knob is a little higher in some people. I mean, gosh, I think that's where these incredible leaders come from, whether they're, you know, traditional leaders or whether they're, you know, the front person in a punk band, yeah, or, you know, people that are just really like not afraid to just put it out there and know that, you know, hey, not everybody's going to feel great about this. And this isn't everything that everybody else is doing, but I'm going to do it my way. So,
yeah.
I actually love that spirit. It's, you know, yeah, it's something that's been in me for a long time, but no matter how old you are or where you've been, there is always this tug of war though of like, well, that's uncomfortable though, to really put yourself out that far.
Yeah. And to feel like there's, especially when it's people close in your life, like your in-laws or your mom and dad or your sister, brother, cousins, friends, that, like, what do you do with those feelings when you feel like people are judging you or feel like, you know, oh, they think I'm doing it wrong, or like, you know? And so what we're talking about is like embracing more of the like, yes, I am choosing to do this in line with my own heart versus like, oh gosh, I'm the outcast. Like, nobody gets me. Like, man, why can't they just see it my way? Like that kind of,
yeah,
you know, which makes me think of, we did a podcast with Pam Dunn, who's the owner of Your Infinite Life, on escaping a victim mentality. And this kind of goes hand in hand, right? Like, step more into the like, hey, I am choosing to stand tall for what I believe in as I raise my kids versus, gosh, nobody gets me. I'm like handed a family that just keeps being oppositional, because people feel that, right? And I think they're more likely to be influenced to respect you, at least while you're raising your kids, if you hold that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I was talking in grand terms of just being a human being. Now, when it comes to being a parent, it's like you've been chosen for this role to do, yeah, this. So this is your role. This isn't your in-laws' role for your family. This isn't your parents. This isn't your friend. This isn't even us. We're here to encourage you.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you've been chosen to be that mom, that dad, and to do things your way of what you're being called to do. We are here to encourage you to say, you know, a relationship-based positive parenting model is great for so many reasons.
Yeah.
So should you say, yeah, I feel that too? Like, you're going to have to put yourself out there. And there, yeah, are going to be some of these moments where you're like, you know what? We're not exactly eye to eye. So what are you going to do? Are you going to set aside your own personal beliefs just to appease somebody or just to not have an uncomfortable situation? There's a huge cost there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you just, you know, say, okay, I give up. That's just too uncomfortable. You're right. I'm going to do it your way or whatever. So we're here to encourage you,
yeah,
to say thinking differently and putting yourself out there is something that is admirable. It's amazing. You look at, there's so many people I think of. So I'm an advertising guy, and you know, Wendy was talking about subjects for a podcast.
And he means, yeah, like, tell him more.
Okay, my degree is in advertising. I've always been a fan of advertising. I'm a creative director by trade, so I often think in terms of ad campaigns or things that have, you know, people think of like music and movies that have had impact on their lives. I think of those too, but I also think of like ads.
Yeah.
So Wendy was talking about subjects for this, and we were talking about this idea of like, it's okay to be different sometimes, you know, in your mindset or in your parenting. And I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of like the, you know, Apple Think Different campaign from the 80s, where it was like all of these cultural icons that were so different in their thinking. And wow, the world was a better place because they put themselves out there.
Yeah, and they didn't listen to other people around them that was like, that's dumb, don't do it that way. Or like, are you serious? Like, you're never going to get results, or you're never going to be able to change the world.
Right. But ultimately, they are the people that change the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, people like Martin Luther King Jr., Jim Henson, Gandhi, Amelia Earhart, just to name a few. I mean,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Malala, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, so, you know, some of those are from that ad campaign, and some of those are, you know, ones that we think are really important to put in there, too, because it's like, wow, they really were countercultural. Think about all of the rooms that those people were in that they weren't a part of the majority vote, or it was just yeah, you know what, we all feel that way too. That sounds good. Okay, cool. Can you pass me the chips?
Yeah.
Like, no, there was probably a lot of uncomfortable situations, but because they stood up for what they believed in, and their beliefs were very positive and very noble, I think that's what you can't lose sight of too with positive parenting. You're not... While it may seem radical, it's not like I mean, it'd probably be a lot harder to stand up for the opposite. Like, let's just say culture was in this mindset, and you were trying to say, you know what? I think we should use fear and force, guys. Let's do this. It just is countercultural because that is what has been the norm. And then now we're trying to say, you know what? This feels a lot more in line with my conscience, my North Star, everything that I feel is right. So
let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you can end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Yeah, I love that. It's so well said, Terry. So yeah, I mean, we see it in so many different areas of our life, but like, yeah, in the career front, in the positive parenting, the way we're raising our kids, like it definitely is very countercultural. And I talk about that in the Foundations course, how you really do have to become okay with that being countercultural, right? And then, you know, in our faith journey too, I mean, we're a Christian family who, you know, we are like, Jesus is our teacher, man. And boy, was he countercultural.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole like love your neighbor, even when your neighbor is a total hot mess like that. And like all the stuff he teaches us is very countercultural. Right. So I love it. Like, I mean, I want you all to like.
And develop... so in line with what we're teaching here, too.
Yes.
So like, keep your eyes on the person themselves and their core values, not necessarily all the followers too, because that's like, you know, that can get distracting as well. It's like, think of how that one person, you know, was able to walk in with their belief system and totally stand behind it and say, no, I'm going to do things my way.
Yeah.
And my way is love.
Yeah.
And my way is with an intention of peace and connection and relationship.
Yes, exactly. And truth.
And truth.
Yes. Boom.
And I think when you take an assessment of what those things are that you're standing for, I think they become a lot easier to stand for it versus like just getting into this like, well, we have different ways of parenting and oh my gosh, what, I can't believe they talk to you that way. It's like, go back to what you're standing for and whether those are, you know, statements that you need to write down and remind yourself of, or whether those become part of your I am statements so that you never lose sight of that's who you are. So ultimately you're going to raise your kids that way. I find that easier to stand in this feeling radical because you're standing on something that's so awesome.
Well, hey there, families. This episode is brought to you by the FreshStartFamilyOnline.com free online masterclass, What to Do When Your Kids Say No. 5 positive parenting tips to help gain cooperation and dissolve power struggles with integrity. Families, this is one of my favorite topics to teach on. We're going to cover how to gently guide your kids towards action, even when they don't want to move or do what's asked of them. Ways to see kids who push back a lot as incredible blessings and future leaders. I promise they really are. The importance of paradigm shifting with thoughts and beliefs about power-seeking misbehavior, and how to implement a pause button or a heart connector to ignite creativity and model self-control. You can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/power-struggles-class. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/power-struggles-class to save your spot. I will see you at class.
Yeah, fall in love with being radical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's flipping cool, man. Don't be like everyone else. But what you're talking to is perfect. Like, let's give some examples of this first point. We're saying, like, when you say no to things, what are you saying yes to? So when you're, you know, maybe your mother-in-law or your mom or dad, God bless them. We are so grateful for, like, the way we were raised, right? They did the best with what they could, with what they had. But, you know, we have different options now. So, like, bless their hearts. But when they say to you, like, why don't you just take him in the back room and smack him? And you say, no, thanks. You're saying yes to teaching your children how to peacefully problem solve without physical violence or without fear and force. Like, that's what you're saying yes to when you're like, no, I'm going to take a road that involves teaching with compassion, kindness, and firmness instead of just laying my hand on my kid and using my force as a, you know, 140-pound female to a 30-pound child. Like, I'm saying no to that consciously, and I'm saying yes to teaching my child that we can work out challenges and problems peacefully without laying a hand on each other, without fear and force. That's just one example. But another one would be, you know, when you say, no thanks to screaming at your kids. Because, I mean, I have bonfire members in my community all the time, like, who are just like, my parents are very uncomfortable when I speak in a very calm, neutral tone to my kids. And they're like, you need to raise your voice. And so I have bonfire members all the time that are like, no, I don't, right? And so it's like, hey, when I'm saying no to thinking that I have to yell at my kids for them to listen, I'm saying yes to modeling what I want. And what I want is my kids to speak respectfully to me when they're upset or they want something that they're not getting. I want them to use a calm, neutral, respectful tone. And so I'm saying no to screaming at them, right? Or, you know, just this last week, I had a mom in our bonfire community who said, man, I'm finding myself being really uncomfortable at playdates because a lot of the moms that I'm friends with, they want to force apologies and force the kids to share. And so we teach families to do a whole like, hey, take turns with toys. And it's absolutely okay for a kid to bring a few toys to the park that he doesn't have to share. We also teach families that when your kid makes a mistake, to teach them to repair relationships or do makeups. Which is like picking kids flowers or, you know, making them a flower or something, or making them a picture, versus like you drag them over and you make them say, I'm sorry, right? So anyways, it was interesting to hear her walk through it this week where she was like, this doesn't sit well with my heart anymore and I don't want to have to do it. So we kind of helped her to see when you're saying no to that, you're teaching your kids, you're saying yes to teaching your kids how to actually repair relationships. Forced apologies are more about, you know, the person who's saying I'm sorry than it is for the person that's been wronged. Whereas if you actually do an act of service or you really take some time to just do something that takes it one step further than just these words that are often like not a ton of emotion in there, you're saying yes to teaching your kids that, yeah, when you make mistakes, it's gonna sometimes take a little bit to repair a relationship. When a relationship gets torn, it isn't just perfectly repaired by an I'm sorry. But that's like what this mom is teaching her little boy at the age of, he's 2.5 or 3 now, when she's saying, you know what, I'm going to say no to forced apologies and I'm going to say yes to teaching him how to do makeups and how to take responsibility and really make different choices tomorrow. So those are just like a few ideas of what you're saying yes to when you say no to certain things. But I don't know. Do you have any ideas that come to mind as far as like giving them examples?
I mean, I still keep going back to the like, you know, the people that you admire that think differently. It's like, you know, looking at Martin Luther King Jr., he was like, no, we're not going to violently protest.
Right.
Yes, we're saying yes to getting our message across peacefully. And even if it takes longer.
Right.
That's okay because we're going to do it with our moral compass intact. We will not compromise just to nip something in the bud. Like, right. And I think that's where, that's probably the biggest motivator, I think, for, you know, some of these, you know, other people that might be in your life that are like, you should do this, you should do that, is because I think they're trying to get somewhere quicker. Or to save face in front of other people, like, hey, you got to be strong in front of these people. You can't let, like, you got to be the boss type of thing. So I think it's those two things. It's doing something with quickness and to not appear weak. And right. I think looking to your leaders and some of these people who are like, gosh, who do I really admire?
Your
it's
heroes,
like
yeah.
They had to be patient.
Yeah.
And they stayed true to who they were through the whole thing. They didn't say, oh, well, you know what, I'm going to give myself a bit of a hall pass here and I'm just going to go be violent and carry some torches and burn down some buildings. Yeah. And then I'm going to get on, like, collect myself and then be like, cool, we got what we wanted. Great. Now we're all about peace and everything's cool. It's like,
no,
stay true to who you are and be patient. And, you know, sometimes if these people who are maybe challenging you in these situations, I mean, it might help to have a couple of sincere but canned responses of just saying, you know, we're doing something that I really believe in.
Yeah.
I would really ask that you have trust in me to see this through with my child. Thank you so much for your understanding.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that is for you, I think having those, it's like, you know, if then somebody still presses you after that, you're just kind of like, oh gosh, how much do they really respect me? Because if you ask them that sincerely and they still kind of, you know, go on to you, you're like, well, this person doesn't really respect me that much. And sometimes that, you know, that could be very telling. That actually puts you to be like, you know what? I'm actually okay thinking differently because if they don't even respect me, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know,
like, yeah. I think, that's like terrifying for a lot of people to address their mother-in-law with like the whole...
Hey, man.
Sometimes
it's nice to know where you stand.
But we're adults, right? Yeah. Like we're, you know, sometimes you got to pull up the bootstraps and actually ask for what you want. Because otherwise you're just like, you're falling victim to like, every time I go to the in-laws or every time I go to the cousins or the sister's house, like that's what we're talking about is make sure you go back and listen to that Escaping the Victim Mentality mindset, like that podcast episode with Pamela Dunn, because you want to make sure that you're not doing that. Because if you constantly are like, man, it's draining to go to their house, or it's draining to go to every Christmas, then you got to stand up and ask for what you want. But last thing to kind of summarize it is I mean, gosh, I could reference MLK Jr. all day long. But like, just last thing is, you know, when he said no to joining in on like physical violence to get what he wanted, he said yes to long withstanding peace.
Yes.
Peaceful conflict resolution. Like, I just... I love him so much. So, yeah, what are you guys saying yes to when you say no to, you know, things that you don't agree with or pressure from other people? Because that's going to motivate you and help you stand tall with your shoulders back a lot better than, like, what am I fighting against? Okay? All right, number two is make sure you guys have a good community. So, I know a lot of the families that are in our Bonfire community, they are in small towns in middle America, or we have a incredible mom who just, you know, posted about how much she's learned and grown in the last year that's in the Ukraine. We have missionaries in, West Africa. We have, we have a lot, like we have people in locations now that are telling us over and over again, there is no one around us that believes in these same things. And to have a support system is just so incredible. And so whether it's an online positive parenting community like the Bonfire, or it's a Facebook group that you find that is, you know, moms that or dads that agree, you know, with the way you're doing things, whatever it is, try to find people that you can at least connect with, and that will help you kind of counteract that, like, hey, I went to the in-laws or I went to the cousin's house today and everyone's doing it differently. I'm the only one I'm on an island. You have to remember that with technology today, you don't have to be on an island. You can connect with people from all over the world now who are choosing to raise their kids and to approach life and to approach life's challenges in the same way as you. You really are not alone, and you will only be alone if you keep yourself there. So,
and remember, I mean, your goal with all of this is to advance your relationships with your family unit, which then will ultimately then permeate out into, you know, the society outside of there. So it's not the other way around. It's like, you know, if you are doing things just to please your culture around you, then you're putting your family unit second. It won't work going that way. It can only work starting with you. And so just keep your eyes focused on that. And the beautiful thing about some of these communities that Wendy's mentioning that we're connected to that are in these, you know, little pockets of isolation, some of them halfway around the world, is their success stories are so powerful. It's happening. It's working for them. They're not crying out to us saying, we're trying this, nobody else is doing anything like this here, and it's not working. They're saying, wow, this is so beautiful. We've had so, like, our life is completely changed, and it's hard here. So I think just, you know, stay focused on what, you know, you're being called to do, and that is to strengthen your family unit first, and then everything, you know, all the circles that permeate around those, there are going to be some challenges in stepping out into those, some more than others, depending on how, you know, what your society looks like outside of your own, your own four walls of your house. But there is, you know, find some support, and one person can make a big difference. What, definitely one person or one other family can make a big difference.
Hey families, I am pausing this episode just to make sure you know where you can go if you want to join me for Kate Northrup's Relaxed Money Financial Healing Workshop happening April 23rd through 25th. It's completely free, and it's a 3-day live stream event where she's going to teach you all about nervous system regulation and how to identify where in your life you might be operating from a lack lack mindset when it comes to your finances, and also just become more conscious of maybe some limiting beliefs that you have around money, and also really become intentional about what you want to hand down to your children when it comes to generational cycles around finances and money. So you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax, or you can head over to Instagram. I'm at freshstartwendy, and just shoot me a DM with the word relax, and I will help you get registered for Kate's free workshop. But I am a proud affiliate partner of Kate's programs because she just really has radically transformed my own life. And I'm just so excited for you also to learn with Kate all that she has to teach about nervous system regulation and healing and abundance when it comes to your own finances. All right, enjoy. And I will personally be at every single day of that workshop. So when you're there, make sure you say hello to me in the comments because I'll be there also learning with Kate. All right, freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. Enjoy.
Yeah. And, you know, our community here at Fresh Start Family, the Bonfire, is our monthly membership community. That opens up twice a year to families. And so if, you know, if it's not a time of year where that's open, there's, you know, there's a lot of communities you can find. You can simply Google positive parenting, you know, positive parenting in the name of your town, you know, or you could go onto Facebook and Google or search in the Facebook field positive parenting communities or positive parenting advocates, or, you know, there's any author of your favorite positive parenting books, like L.R. Nost, who wrote Jesus the Gentle Parent, which is one of my favorite books of all time. Like, she has an incredible community that is on Facebook that follows her, right? Like, so just go get creative if you need to. If you can't join the Bonfire right now, or if it's not a time of year that it's open, make sure you get on the wait list, because that's just, of course, the number one way we're gonna encourage you to stay supported through learning and applying this work. But go seek out some authors or some mentors that you really like, and just become involved with their communities, because you will find the support that you're looking for if you go looking for it.
And the ideal, you know, process for Fresh Start Family is that you would get yourself well versed in the Foundations course, which is something that you can do on your own time, ideally you and your spouse. And that can take a little bit of time while you're on a wait list to for that next opening in the Bonfire. And in the meantime, too, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're getting supported. So just continue to just surround yourself with support, with voices of encouragement, with, you know, because we see you. We see you out there. It's you know, this is something that one family at a time, one heart at a time will change the world. I mean, this isn't, we're not doing this just for short-term practical fixes at the playground. Although that's great. If, you know, if people are having more peaceful playground time, that's awesome. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is create an atmosphere in this world full of future leaders who are using their power for peace and putting an emphasis on relationships across so many different, you know, diverse groups and people, so that people can work out their differences, because everybody is different. So I think this, you know, this subject of, like, it's okay to be different. People will always be different.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you love to yourself be open-minded and equipped to figuring out how to deal with relationships across people who are different, as well as arming and equipping your kids with ways to do it as well?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, sometimes the difference is right there in your own home, too. Like, let's all just be okay with and brave enough to step into acknowledging that everybody is different, and you can stand for something beautiful and do something about it for future generations.
I love it. And that's, so that's really the, you know, the last point that we've talked extensively about is, think different, and different isn't bad. So if they want to Google that ad campaign from Apple, what was that? Because, I mean, we watched that video this morning, and it was very powerful, just to remind you, like, you know, you do have to step outside of your comfort zone and outside of the box sometimes in order to do incredible stuff. And I'm telling you guys, when you use this work and what we're talking about, these relationship life skills to raise your children, to have great relationships with your spouse and your family, man, the legacy you are creating, families, over a lifetime, it is radical. Like, you are going to be 90 one day and you're going to be like, wow, that was an awesome life I created because I was courageous enough to step out and say, how am I really going to have a relationship with my kids and my family where I'm not just scaring them into doing what I want? I didn't spend 18 years of my life using fear and force to make them comply and then one day scratched my head and was like, darn it, my kids suck. I don't have a relationship with them as adults. Like, no, you did it different. You chose to lean into what's often hard work to form great relationships with your kids built on mutual respect, kindness, compassion, firmness, great, just solid boundaries. And the fruits are going to be fantastic for you. But that is not just going to happen. It doesn't just happen. You have to be bold. You have to be different. And you have to trust that, you know, what we can teach you is just so powerful. And this is coming from us. I mean, we've been practicing this like almost 10 years with our own kids, right?
Yeah, Stella's almost 12. We were exposed to it about a decade ago and then really, started to really take stride when Stella was a toddler, when our second was first born. I guess it's been in full swing for 9 years.
Yeah, let's call it almost a decade. And really, like, it's so cool because a lot of families who find me or listen to our podcast usually have that one kid, right? Like Stella, you guys have to remember, Stella was our one kid who was different. So all of you guys who have the power kid, the one that always pushes back, the ones that's so sensitive to everything, the one that's like, you just are like, why are they always getting in trouble or misbehaving? Or why can't they just be like the other kids that like can ride in the car without screaming? Remember when she was a baby? It just felt like she was so different, yeah. Right? And thank God this work helped us see that different as awesome. Because as soon as we started to see that different as awesome and we started to learn how to work with her and see her as not a kid that needed to change, but a kid that just needed us to support her. I mean, man, to watch her now as an 11 and a half year old, she's just so, it's such a joy to parent her. I mean,
I am so happy that she's different now.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
You know, and.
But she taught us a lot about this point number three, is different is cool.
Different is very cool. And, you know, I think we've mentioned this here and there, you know, maybe in some of the other podcasts, but your naysayers in life, when they look at this work, they may think it's weak. They may think it's, you know, meek, weak. I would say with ultimate confidence that this is so strong.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the strongest things you can do is to push into all of these attributes that this work stands for.
Yeah.
It is amazingly strong. It's amazingly punk rock in all the greatest senses of it. You know, that you are standing up for something worth standing up for, and that is not weak whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you're creating a strength in relationships amongst the people that you were blessed with and trusted with by God.
Yeah.
These people around you. It's like you, it is so powerful to strengthen that and see, honor each other for what each other's uniquenesses and gifts are, and then come together as a unit. Like, how great is that?
Yeah.
Like pushing into that is I don't know. It's wonderful. It's been such an amazing gift to us. So we're so happy to share it with everybody else.
Yep. But it is countercultural, you guys. So just remember, be okay doing things differently and just own that and be inspired by yourself. You know, just to review our three points that we talked about today is remember every single time you say no thanks to something that you don't agree with, what are you saying yes to? And what are you saying yes to over your lifetime? What legacy are you creating? Number two is make sure you have a good community around you, whether that's online or within your town. It's so important that you seek that out. And then number three is remember to think different, and that different is not bad. And those three things together hopefully will get you to a place where you just feel a little bit more capable and empowered to go to, holiday events or in-laws' homes or the neighbor's block party when you feel like you are doing things differently. Just remember, we over here at Fresh Start Family are always cheering you on. As Terry said, we see you, we admire you, we high-five you, we celebrate you. And it's just a joy to be doing this wild thing we call life alongside you. So, yeah. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, disciplined toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.